It's time now for your afternoon financial report. I'm Cody Ross, Northern News Network. U.S. stocks have clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% today to recover more than a quarter of last week's rout. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.7%, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.1%. Stillwater Critical Minerals announces a 54% upsize of private placement to $3.85 million with $2.1 million lead order from Glencore. The company, or Stillwater, is pleased to announce that due to strong investor demand, the non-brokered private placement announced March 28th, the offering has been increased to 27.5 million units from the previously announced nearly 18 million units. The offering is expected to close on or about April 26th. I'll be back with a look at stock indexes after this.
Montana State University is proud to be named the number two military-friendly school in the nation by MilitaryFriendly.com. Montana State serves more than 530 veteran students and their families. Visit the Travis W. Atkins Veteran Support Center, home to MSU's veteran student mentors, support services, and a gathering space for veteran students, their spouses, and their families. Montana.edu/veteran.
There's a lot of tradition in farming. My son picked up everything. When my grandson was born, we were both chewing, thinking about what could happen, mouth cancer or worse. Finally, we decided that's addiction, not tradition. To protect my grandson, we quit. It was the Quit Line that helped us quit for good this time.
If you want to quit, call the Montana Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowmontana.com. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Now for a look at how the stock indexes closed. The S&P 500 increased 43 points to finish at 5,010. The Dow rose 253 points, closing at 38,239. And the NASDAQ jumped up 169 points, ending at 15,451. On the New York Mercantile, crude oil shed 12 cents to close at $83.02 per barrel, down 0.1%. Platinum declined $12.70, finishing at $931.10 per ounce, down 1.3%. And palladium edged down $8.40, closing at $1,018 per ounce, down 0.8%. In COMREX trading, gold plunged $70.40, closing at $2,343.40 per ounce, down 2.9%. And silver dove $1.55 to close at $27.29 per ounce, down 5.4%. I'm Cody Ross, and those are your afternoon financials from the Northern News Network.